Aber Minoyot, Minoyot, Rashi lo pshat Minoyot, ki lo yimar afilu havi anachlish neloshin kiddushin, heichi mekatshe, ho lo yoda maikaom alo shetisratze lehizkadesh lo. So mentioned yesterday, I'm not going into it, why the Gemara is only stelling a kasha and the ish or not on the ish. Aber the Gemara is stelling a kasha, the leshoynes could be good leshoynes. Aber Minoyot, how she knows she's planning to marry her? Salosi, Sgurosi, Tachti, Minoyot, how she knows? Mechateisa, Mechateisa, it's a losh in Kiddush. No, see the Gemara is kash. And we mozino machlekes rishoinim, avosi de kash. Rashi dibora maschil, b'maaskinen, Rashi mefurish, that the kash is only on leshoines ha-mesupoki. Behanach lishni, because mi boyeloni, avi kiddushin oloi, heichidom. Dainu, tzalosi, sgurosi, tachti, miyuedesli, miyuchedesli, and this, the Gemara had a sofek mino yoda. But, and the leshoines she'enam leshoinim ha-mesupokim, dainu, the first six, ishti arusosi, knuyoli, sheli, birshusi, skukoli, dear, the Gemara doesn't have a sofek. Dear, as meduik in Rashi, and as they state in the Rashba, b'shem de balayitu, dear, the Gemara doesn't have a tzad, mino yoda. It's a good lashon. Only in the Lashonis HaMesupokim shtel the Gemara HaKashim Mino Yoda. But the Lashonis She'eino Mesupokim, and then the Gemara doesn't shtel HaKashim Mino Yoda. Lashonis She'eino Mesupokim, she knows. Tamid Shita Lenedi Lemi says, V'keivan Sha'olu Yoidim, Vada Higam Yodas. Avada, she knows what the Lashon means. So she knows what the Lashon means, and the man of the Lashon for sure helps. The Lashon for sure helps. The Rashba himself brings down b'shem Rashi go, it's not our Rashi shelefoneinu, that Rashi learned that the shaila from the Gemara is even b'leshoynes avadoim, not only b'leshoynes amesupokim, even in the b'leshoynes avadoim, areat sheli, areat ishti, not in areat mekudeshesli, in areat mekudeshesli lekula alme she knows, aber areat ishti, areat arusosi, areat knuyoli, areat sheli, even dear frek the Gemara mino yoda. So, Amor gitrach efshar diburim, efshar tishtog b'psak reise machlekes. I think the Bible will learn in unzere mizgeres, at least the Bible will learn like this, as there's no lomde shem machlekes, it's balabate shem machlekes. Dainu, the Rishonim, our Rashi and the Balaitur learn, only the Rishonis are mesupokim, we could shtel mechateise the isha knows, but the Rishonis that are brurim, like the Loshon Hashita and Anoid Elmi, Anu Yoidim, Higam Yoidas, but that nishtrach that she doesn't know, for sure she understands. And the other Rishonim lo, no, how she knows what Arusosi, Skukoli, Mechateise, she knows. It's Malabati Shemachleikas. If we assume that she knows, or we don't assume that she knows. I mean, if she knows the Kula Alme, it's good. If she doesn't know the Kula Alme, it's not good. But Machleikas is, but it's Stam Lishonis. We say Mino Yoda, we don't say Mino Yoda. But Nishkin Lom de Shemachleikas. I say, Neval, this is the way we'll remind me the Dvon. So Lom is the Gemor. So Frek the Gemor, Mino Yoda. Mino Yoda. How she knows? Zog de morazi. Bema yaskin. Ile ime b'she'en medaberim al iske gita v'kidusheo, mino yoda. Maiko omar lo. Ve'elo b'medaberim al iske gita v'kidusheo, af al gav de lo yomar lo nami. Tetnayno yom medaberim al iske gita v'kidusheo, v'nosan lo gita v'kidusheo, v'lo yipiresh. So Rabbi Yoisi shita is dayoish, is mekudeshes. Rabbi Yudayim yo tzorich leforesh. It's not enough. He has to speak out. The Pashtas will learn out the machlekes, the Pashtas. They will learn how to machlekes levayla zei. As Rabbi Yosi holds, it's enough asukim, and Rabbi Yudah holds, you have to have diburim mefuroshim. But the machlekes of asukim is genug diburim mefuroshim, and Rabbi Yudah holds, you have to have more from that. But Rabbi Yosi holds, diburim from asukim is enough. Rabbi Yudah holds, you have to have starker diburim. V'amar Ravuna Amar Shmuel Alochik, Rabbi Yosi, that diburim from asukim is enough. So what is the kasha? So the kasha is the way it says in the Gemara. Ilei mebe asukim. Afal gav deloy omar lo. What is the kasha? So what is your sofik in the leshoynes ha-mesupokim? If it helps or not, forget about the leshoynes ha-mesupokim. If a minute before she was asukim by Yisrael, she's mikudeshes as asukim by Yisrael. So loz up the leshoynes ha-mesupokim. What is your sofik in the leshoynes ha-mesupokim? If it helps or it doesn't help, loz up the leshoynes ha-mesupokim. Let it to be mikudeshes as the asukim by Yisrael. This is the way to be mind the kasha. Ilei mebeloy asukim, how we know she wants to get married. Ve'elo be'asukim, Afagem de loyoma, meaning to say, even if without saying she'll be mekudeshes. So what is the suffix of the Gemara and the Lashonis and Mesupokim? If the Lashonis and Mesupokim help, or the Lashonis and Mesupokim don't help, what is the ganze suffix? It helps, it doesn't help. Lozop! She's mekudeshes at the Asukim, even without these Lashonis. That's the Gemara's kasha. So what is the suffix if Talosi helps or not? Lamazan Talosi doesn't help. Or we have a sukkim before. Lamazan Sglossi doesn't help. Or we have a sukkim before. Lamazan Tachtai doesn't help. But you have a sukkim before. And if then we tell the Kushya Atzuma, that Lechur this Gemara is the Loike Rebuch Bel. What's with the Gemara? You read that you have a sukkim, but this person didn't leave the sukkim. He said, Areat Talosi, Areat Sglossi, Areat Tachtai. Areat Zrosi, Areat Kinecti. He said this Lashonis. So now he wants to work with the Lashonis. So he doesn't want to work with the Asukim. So what is the Gemara's Kasha? In the Asukim, what is the Sfeikas of the Lashonis? Let's up the Sfeikas. But I have the Asukim. But Baruch Bel said that when I say a Loshon, I don't want to go with the Umdene. So Lachur from this Gemara, we Shparto is the Val, the Loker of Baruch Bel. That is Mucha, that even if he says later Lashonis, if we have Asukim, Vazayn good, Vazayn good. So Mele Freg the Gemara, so these Lashonis cannot spoil. We explain why these Lashonis cannot spoil. Because the Gemara now understand that the Heftzah of the Sofik is if these Lashonis are good enough or not. Tzalosi, it means you married to me or no? It's Epis. But it's not enough. But it's not a Lashon HaMekalkel. It's Gomish. A Gomish Gizok. It's like, you want to marry me. Tzalosi is like, you want to marry Tachta, you want to be Tachta, you want to be Ezra Kenegdi, you want to be that. It's time Lashonis, but not Lashonis Shemafkim Mikidushi. So we have a Sukim, and then he says these Lashonis. So the Shire of the good Lashonis, so the not good Lashonis. But they can't spoil. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara, Eloi Lom Ba Sukim. The Medaber Rimo Yis Yikidusha. The Ida Yav Lo Bisho Sikochinami, a Sukim is good. Och Maskin, the Yav Lo Ba Omar Lo, Hani Lishna Mesupokim. The Ochikom Iboilon, Ali Nishna Likidushin Ko Omar Lo. Oy Dil Menat Stam, that's not enough. Maybe he said that he doesn't want to marry her. Loshon Rashi. Fakert, he tells her, listen, the vow, we spoke about getting married, you know what? The vow, come to work for me. The vow, meshamish me. Do me meloche. Later we'll see about marriage. So maybe even though it was a sukim, but he spoiled it. So if these Lashonis are Kiddushin, so it was a sukim, and then he said Kiddushin, it's machavadigut. But if these Lashonis are bad, so maybe even if she knows that he wants to marry her, but if the Lashonis are bad, so he spoiled it with a bad Loshon. He said in the end, Ariat Lemeloche, not Ariat Lekidushi. So this is the suffix of the Lashonis of the Gemara. So this is Lechur the Vile, the source of the Shmais of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mino Yoda, how we know, Muzmen Arayim Shtelim the Gemara by Asukim by Iso Inia. Zog the Gemara, if Asukim, forget about the Lashonis. She's married as the Asukim. Ay, she said also Lashonis, it doesn't spoil. Zog the Gemara, no, these Lashonis are Lashonis and Mikulchali. They made it spoil. But they're not good enough, this doesn't make a difference. Lose up the Lashon, I could work with the Asukim. I'm about the Lashon is Mekulkolim, but made a dispoil. Ad kan tzur se de gemor. Frekt Rab Kiva Eger, a kushi atzum. As a por Rab Kiva Eger, as the mamish ma peches doing the sugya, we'll start, we'll see how much we can manage. Shtup alay. Frekt Rab Kiva Eger, a first kashi. I have a posh to eitz. I don't know, it was mechaven, it was zayin zayin, it was mechaven Rab Kiva Eger's kashi. Frekt Rab Kiva Eger, a eizem a kashi. I have a posh to plan. He said, Mino Yoda, I have for you a plan. This Lashonis, he written inside the Shtar Kiddushin. He's Mekadosh of Shtar Kiddushin, and he writes in the Shtar, Harei At Tzalosi. Harei At Zgurosi. Harei At Tachta, Harei At Kenegdi, Harei At Ezrosi, Tzalosi. And he gives to that Shtar. Now, you ask him, Mino Yoda, how she knows he wants to marry her? How she knows he wants to marry her? Asukim Bo Yisrael. He spoke to her before about getting married, what, who, when, and what, and then he gave her that shtar. So she knows that he wants to marry her yet. Now we have a suffix if this Lashonis a good Lashonis or not. What do you tell me? No. What is the suffix if this Lashonis a good or not? Lozom de Lashonis! Teipuk le mitzad what? Mitzad de Asukim. Bishnei me bekesef, lozom de Ariad mekudeshes. Mekadosh me with the Asukim. Here, you know, for sure, the Asukim shows that he wants to marry her. The Asukim shows that he wants to marry her. Oh, but with what he's marrying her? With what he's doing the Kiddushin? What a shtar. Now, if these words are not good, he never gave a shtar. If these words are good, he gave a shtar. So, no, you ask me, the Gemara has a suffix of this Lashonis, a good Lashonis or not. Frank the Gemara, but how she knows? Asuki. If Asukin, so forget about these Lashonis, she's married as Asukin. The Torah says he married her b'shtar, and he written inside the shtar these Lashonis. Now, we might have shach. Mino Yoda, Asukin. So the idea we have, duch de Asukin. Although, if these Lashonis are gornish, so he never gave a shtar. If these Lashonis are good, he gave a shtar. So we have a suffix, if these Lashonis are good or not. So, we have the Zelda Terrace, what did Gemara add? Gemara knew in the beginning, he said these Lashonis was Shas Kiddushin. Mino Yoda, was Asukin. And Gemara was Asukin, lo zav de Lashonis, she's married as the Asukin. The Terrace, this is the Kesef. Asukim and Kesef, she's married. The Maisa Kiddushin is the Kesef, and the Asukim was to be the Dibu. But because of the Shtar has to be a good Shtar. If these Lashonis are written in the Shtar, so you have a suffix, if it's a good Shtar or not, Mino Yoda, the answer will be Asukim. But how is Mekadosh with this Shtar? Now we have a suffix, if this Shtar is a good Shtar or not. As they fight up Kivay, that's all him, God of the Gimor. It's a Kushi Alim from Rab Kivay. Kushi Alim from Rab Kivay. Zog Dav Nimilui, why is that a Kashi? We have a suffix if the Lashonis are good or not. This is the suffix of the Gemara. We have a suffix. We don't have a problem. Our Gemara's kasha was, if you anyway have to have a sukim, so it's not a suffix. She's mekudeshes with b'teiras vaday. This is the Gemara's kasha. The answer is, he said a sukim and he gave such a shtar. If the Lashon is good, he gave a shtar. If the Lashon is not good, he never gave a shtar. So that's the suffix from the Gemara. So what the Gemara's problem is? Let the Gemara to stay like beginning. She knows she doesn't have to answer the basukim and melocha. Let the Gemara to say poshut. He gave a shtar. He written this nusach inside. And the melee was Asukim. The Asukim is Megala the Das. Oh, we have a suffix. If the Shtar works or not? Isn't the Kasha Rav Kivei? There's no way to answer such a Kasha. Zog Dav Nimilui Materes. Zog Terazi. Dav Nimilui is Chof Zayin Zayin. A Kurz Av Nimilui Kedai to see inside. Shlav Alf. Zog Dav Nimilui Chof Ateres. Chof Ateres. What's the Terez? Zog Dav Nimilui, I hold Salosis, Gurosi, Tachti is not a Loshin Kiddushin. Where Tachti is Kiddushin. But we said, Vayizgo Bosal Tachtov, no? Where she is. She's not here. Vayizgo Bosal Tachtov, no? So I told some lady, you Tachtai, no? Tachtai was. You're Gurosi, no? Zog Dav Nimilui, and he brings down the mice in the Rashbuz of Zamashmoes, that these Lashoynes are for sure not Lashoynes shel Kiddushin. The only Lashoynes shemarim al Kiddushin. They're not Lashoynes Kiddushin. They're mare al Kiddushin. Zog Dav Nimilui, these Lashoynes help Medina Sukim Bo Yisoyinia. They don't really help. They help Medina Sukim Bo Yisoyinia. They're not a real Lashon. It's a Shvach Lashon. It only helps Medina Sukim Bo Yisoyinia. Salosis Gurosi Tachti. Mele Zog Dav Kiveheger, Zog Dav Nimilui, Maposh Lateretz. In a shtar, these Lashonis Bichlal cannot work. They're not a Loshin Kiddushin. Kiddushin Kesef, what is the Chefs of the Kiddushin Kesef? I have to make a Maise Kicha. Zog Dav Yude, Asukim, you'll have to say Mamesh, and Zog Dav Yaisi, Arum and Arum is also good. Because the Kiddushin Kesef, and for the Maise Kicha is Arum and Arum. Kiddushin Shtar, what is the Chefs of the Kiddushin? The Shtar. Has to be papir, has to be a paper, has to be ink, has to be says, I have mikudeshes. You can't almost. In Kiddushe Kesef, that the Kiddushin is the Kesef. As Dr. Rabbi Yossi, I don't have to speak it out clearly. The Kicha I could do, Arum and Arum. Rabbi Yudah Holt, you have to speak it out clearly. Doesn't help. But the Kiddushe Shtar, Aleph Beis is a Shtar. Shtar has to have good Lashonis. These Lashonis, while the Bichlal are not Loshon Kiddushim, it's only Asukim Bo Yisoyinian. So the Mele, this Lashonis cannot help in a Shtar. The Mele, our Sugi cannot handle a Shtar. But Shtar was never a Tzad, Salosis, Gurosi, Tachti will help. As they Zog Dav Nimilui. This is the Shtikl from Dav Nimilui, Chof Zayin Zayin. The Mele, I'm Kibbeg is Kasha, Nishkin Kasha. These Lashonis are never real Lashonis that could help in a Shtar. These Lashonis can only help by Alpe, Bekesa, Medina, Sukim. Then these Lashonis is with Besmedrash from Asukim. The Mele, Bishtar, they cannot help. Ad Kan Dav Nimilui. Zog the Rosh Hashorim Lefidem. So we have a teretz of Rebbe Ochber. We have a teretz of Rebbe Ochber. What we ask the Kasha? The Gemara said, "Hey Chidomi, Ibe Asukim Bo Yisoyinian. What is the sfeikis of these Lashonis? Typically mitzad Asukim." So we ask the Kasha. Oh, but he says the Lashonis. He doesn't want to work by Asukim. Oh, but if these Lashonis are also from the Bismedrash from Asukim, so he's vayter oisik by Asukim. So this person is not going with a Lashon. He's going with a Umdene. So Mele, every Umdene helps. He's not trying to do a Lashon. He never said a Lashon Kiddushin. He says, Gerosi Tachti Tzalosi. Or connect the Ezri. He never said the Lashon Kiddushin. He never tried to tell her he had Mekudeshes. He tried to hint. To hint. Mele, he has a hint from before. And then it's like the Rosh Hashanah. Let me boil in the suge, Pamelach, Pamelach. So again, Shlav Aleph, if the Terutzim is, we have two kashas. Ein kasha of Reboruch Ber. Why the Gemara had a kasha if Ber Sukim, what is this fake? Before she said Meloche. Why she didn't answer? But because of the Shoinis, maybe we have a Sofek. Ein Shail and Ben Rab Kiveges kasha. Why the Gemara didn't answer? We're speaking Ber Sukim, but this Lashonis are Bishtar. The Mele Bishtar Sukim cannot help. So if the Lashonis are good Lashonis, the Shtar is good. And the Minoy Yoda, we have from the Asukim, that's given us very kashas. And then we have the answer from the Luim, that these Lashonis are be'etzem nishken guta Lashonis. Maybe they don't help in the Shtar. But maybe they're tatsab kibayega. They're only working in Tzala Asukim. If they're working in Tzala Asukim, maybe they can't help in the Shtar. That's the Chapman of the Miluim. And maybe they're talking to Rosh Hashiorim. If you then, we have the Tzala of the first kasha. For a Boruch Bel. If this person never meant to do be Lashonis, he only meant to do be the Umdene. Frag the Gemara guta kasha. So we're not talking about Shtar. We're talking about Alpe. For the Gemara, if in the end is in the beginning it's a sukim, and then he said these lashoines, take with him it's a sukim. What we are saying, this person doesn't want a sukim, he wants a dibul. He's vital doing a sukim. So man, it has to help. This is the Avnei Miluim with the answer of the Rosh Hashiorim. No, the problem is that we cannot go with the Avnei Miluim for two reasons. One reason, the Avnei Miluim himself says that he's wrong. The Riyaz Zokin state in the sugi that the sfeikis are also bishtar. In Rambam steht also that the Sfeikis are filu b'shtar. So the Miluim has the kasha on himself. I ain't sure what he's nitchak moid moid. The mele, so nish nagea to the b'shachim. The steht klar that it helps in the shtar. So weiss there is, it's your loshim kiddushim. So the Miluim's teire is nishkin gute teire. What we're trying to answer, we can't speak in the shtar because in the shtar azel chaloshim will not help because it's only a sukim dike loshim. Yeah, but Riazokin steht that this loshim is also in shtar. In Rambam steht, this Lashon is also in Shtar, so weiss it's your Lashon Kiddushin. So in Meila, we have a Kashim Rab Kiva Eger. So why are we not saying that you've written it in the Shtar, and was a Sukim? The Sukim cannot help because you have to have the Chefze of the Shtar, so we have to decide if the Lashon is a good Lashon is a Nish. Come on, Kushas Rab Kiva Eger, we gam Nitzov. Come on, Kushas Rab Kiva Eger, we gam Nitzov. And also, we have the Kashim Rab Kiva Eger. As another reason, and I want you to have this because it's in the get to the longest in the Sugya, that the Avnei Miluim is Nishgirech. But listen carefully. There's another reason that the Avnei Miluim is Nishgirech. What the Avnei Miluim's teretz is? That this Lashoines, the level of this Lashoines is the level of Asukim. B'mele it doesn't help Beshtar. B'mele also, B'mele Reboruch Ber is also not Shver. He meant to do Beasukim anyways. But besides, it's Nishtemes, Shteit Klon Rishonim, and it helps Beshtar. But let me again zurück to the Avnei Miluim's Mahalach in the Sugi. The Avnei Miluim's Mahalach in the Sugi, that this Lashoines are bichlal not loshen kiddushin. It's only a level of asukim. I hear from where he's coming. Tachta zgurosi tzalosi. Ezri, I'm sure. Kenegdi, I'm achmi. Nishkin loshen kiddushin bichlal. Yeah, the tzalosi nishkin loshen kiddushin take. It's only mzale asukim. Doesn't give him the plan from Avnei Miluim. We shlugged it. But let me game with the plan. Frekzach do alom de shalom de shishaylo. But listen good. Rab Kiva Eger was melamedos. We'll see it in the Hemshah. Rab Kiva Eger was melamedos how to read the Gemara Shtar. The Gemara asks a kasha like this. Mino Yoda. Going back to the Gemara. How we know that this Isha is Miskadeshes? He told her, Tzalosis Gurosi Tachti. Mino Yoda. How we know? How she knows? Zog the Gemara, Be'asukim Bo'isayinian. Ma baya? Before was Asukim Bo'isayinian. Zog the Gemara, it can't be Be'asukim Bo'isayinian. If it's Be'asukim Bo'isayinian, so tepuk le'mitzad de'asukim. So what is the sophic of the Gemara of these Lashoines are good or not? Laws of these Lashoines. Let me get with the Asukim. And the Gemara explains, because Alochik Rabbi Yossi, that Asukim is good. But if Rabbi Yudah that Asukim is not good, so then the Gemara doesn't have a problem. As they state in the Gemara. That's the Duke from Rabbi Kiveiga. That the Gemara is Kasha again. The Mechad is the Duke from Rabbi Kiveiga. Zot Rabbi Kiveiga is the second Rabbi Kiveiga we're mentioning today. Zot Rabbi Kiveiga, I have a Duke in the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Mino Yoda, this Lashon is Tzalos Yitzgurot Yitachtai. How the hell, but the Isha doesn't know. What was Asukim 5 minutes before they spoke about marriage? Say, Zog the Gemara, if they spoke about marriage, so Afilu without talking, she's Mekudeshes. So this could spoil? How the Gemara is asking the Kasha? Because Rabbi Yossi said, Asukim is good. Rabbi Yehuda takes out a sukkim is not good. It's midurk in the Gemara that Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda that a sukkim is not good. We have a givaldike plan during the sugya. Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda that a sukkim is not good. We have a givaldike plan. Was a sukkim before? The a sukkim is not enough. Then he said these lashonis. Sofik if these lashonis open up. Right, that's actually in the Gemara. Bishlam lefi Rabbi Yehuda was a sukkim. Then was these lashonis. The asukim doesn't help. Frank, the Gemara of these lashonis are good. Of a vala, loch ki Rabbi Yosef. That asukim is good even without these lashonis. So maybe Frank, the Gemara, Malach Shach. If it's other asukim, I don't know. With asukim, I don't need the lashonis. So lashonis can't spoil. Of a libel Rabbi Yehuda, it's givaldik. Was asukim. Asukim is not enough. Klo, the Gemara of these lashonis are good or not good. This is the way it's also the Shmaisa. Klo. Frank, tzach de shayle. Even if you're Rabbi Yosef, it's not good. What was? Asukim. So the Rabbi Yehuda was asukim, and then these lashonis. For the Gemara, asukim alone is enough. But the Rabbi Yehuda asukim is not good. So then it's givaldik. Was asukim? Asukim is megale to us what he wants, but it's not enough to kiddushim. And then he used these lashonis. So if these lashonis help, but don't help, right? That's the source of the shmaisa again. I just mixed up. So I'm starting again. I leave it to Rabbi Yehuda that asukim is good. Frank the Gemara b'manefshach. If it's no asukim, we don't know she wants to get married. If it's asukim, we know anyways. So forget about these lashonis. Well, it's bad lashonis. But Ali ben Rabbi Yehuda, it's givaldik. How we know was a sukkim, but a sukkim is not enough. So we have a suffix. If these lashonis help, but these lashonis don't help. Klo, frekt of the shayle. What is these lashonis? What have the miluim said? That these lashonis are what? Also a sukkim. So vaydar it doesn't help lefir Rabbi Yosi. Our sukkim bichlal cannot go lefir Rabbi Yosi. Lefir Rabbi Yehuda. Our sukkim bichlal cannot go lefir Rabbi Yehuda. If you're telling me lefir Avni miluim that tzalos is grossi tachti is only a sukkim. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sukkim by Yisinian doesn't help. So anyway, our sugi is not going to live with Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is mashma. Our sugi could have gone if Rabbi Yehuda could have been for Rabbi Yosi. For Rabbi Yosi, we have a problem. A sukkim is enough. So what is the suffix? Well, if Rabbi Yehuda was good, Abba Vaskim etan, I lochik Rabbi Yosi. If Rabbi Yehuda anyway, the sugi cannot go because if Rabbi Yehuda a sukkim doesn't help, the Rabbi Miluim said that salos is gross. It after is vital a sukkim. If Rabbi Yehuda a sukkim is not enough, so how salos is gross? It after will help. I mean, it's noch a shlog of the Avne Meluim. So this is Shlav Aleph of the Sugya. So we have Rabbi Kiveiger's Kasha, why the Gemara didn't answer Mereta of Ashtar, the Lashonis and the Shtar, and the Asukim is Megale, and we have the Kasha of Ribor Uchber.
Maybe do Balbo
one more. We'll go to Shlav Beis of the Sugya. Shlav Beis of the Sugya. Sidoa Rambam. Sidoa Rambam. Sidoa Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Milchis Ishus Aloche Zayin and Aloche Ches. Aloche Zayin, the Rambam Paskins are Gemore, all of these Lashonis are Mesupokim. Hari Ab Miyuedesli is Rosi Knegdi Tzalosi, Sgurosi Tachtri, Asurosi, I don't know if he had a different gist in the Gemore, Tfusosi, Arei Ze Mekudeshes. Took out two, added two, Lama Shana. But the Rambam says Arei Ze Mekudeshes, Sofik Mekudeshes. והוא שאוי המדבר רימו על עסקי גידו וכאילו שמסקל עשה גמורה it only helps if הסוכים without הסוכים these לשיינס don't help because לשיינס המסופוקים מינו יודה מינו יודה so the הלוכה is all of these 10 לשיינס help if it's הסוכים בישראלינין הרי זה סופק מקודשס the Rambam הרי גיפסקן על גמורה הרי זה סופק מקודשס בסדר הלוכה חס the Rambam פסקנס the הלוכה והסוכים בישראלינין I want to read the Rambam carefully. יש לאיש לקדש האישו בכל לושן שהיא מכרס בו וישמאס. הויו מדבר עם האישו על עסקי קידושו ורוצס. ריש צדיק סוף. כסף משנה זה גירסה. ורוצו. ריש צדיק סוף. היי. ורוצתו. So הויו מדבר עם האישו על עסקי קידושו ורוצתו. ועומד וקידש ולא פירש ולא אומר לו כלום. אלא נוסן ביודו ובועל. Oil ve masukim be inyan dai oil ve tzorich lefarsh. He passes like Rabbi Yosi. Asukim be oiso inyan helps. Oh, but the Rambam adds one word. Hoyo asukim be oiso inyan ve rotzeso. And he gave her a reza mekudeshes even without talking. Zog the kesef mishneh is meduyik in the Rambam. Everyone shreis on him that asukim be oiso inyan only helps if she said yes, yes. No, you plan to get married? This he said, yeah, yeah, I'm planning, and then he gives it. But if she tells her, listen, we plan to get married here. Some say that if she talked back, it's also enough. And there's a back and forth. But in the case of Misha's mashma, she has to say, hey, I want. Not only to say, yes, we plan to get married in this hole, that hole, portion, second portion, third portion. She has to say no, and I want. A sukkim by Sainian doesn't help if she didn't say that she wants. Big shlog in the Rambam. That's not idea. We got to say. And the zog in Lavdavke. It means that she didn't drop the money after it. That's not because of Mishnah. Every Yishuv didn't have to. I mean, Alamo say, I'm a Kaisa Yishuv Verotza. I value if she drops the money, she's not Mikudeshus. I mean, you have to write it down here. I mean, Alamo is a Zay. Alamo is a Zay. She has to write it down. Yes, I value as fine, yeah? Azay is valid, that's a push. Frag de lechem Mishnah Akushya Atzuma. So what is the problem in our sugya? Let the Gemara to answer. Have a plan for our sugya. Give all the plan for our sugya. L'shoyne some supokim. You know what is the case in our sugya? I'll mind with you the sugya ba'oifin niflo in our sugya. You know what happened in our sugya? Hoyom edaber imayisha al iske kidusheo. And she didn't say yes. And then he came over to her and he told her, Ariat Salosi, Ariat Guros, Ariat Tachta, Ariat Ezri. So she knows he wants to marry her. He spoke to her 10 minutes about marriage. And then he said these Leshoinas. So now at Sasukim it can work because she didn't say yes. Let it to work now, Mitzah, the Leshoinas. So what is the problem of the Gemara? The Gemara has a problem. How we know? And if we know at Sasukim, we don't need the Leshoinas. This is the catch of the Gemara. How we know? Without Sasukim, we don't know. With Sasukim, we don't need the Leshoinas. We know duchasukim, but for marriage duchasukim, you need her to say yes. What if she didn't say yes? And then he said this leshoynes, and he will be the suffix from the Gemara. Azay frek de lechem mishnah. Reb Kivei Eiger. What?
Why is this a yes? Why is this a yes?
Oh, yes. It's not working as yes. It's working as leshoynes.
No, but
she thinks she doesn't. Again. The leshoynes work as leshoynes. How we know? She knows. Again, she doesn't have to say yes. I want to explain. I will explain to make it clear. In a normal asukim, if she doesn't say yes, we don't know what is happening here. Here, Be'etzem, he told her, every kiddushin, when you say Ariat Mikudeshes, she doesn't have to say yes. Because Ariat Mikudeshes, it's approach direct. When it's approach direct, if she doesn't answer, it means yes. In asukim, that it's not an approach direct, you need an answer. This is the posh nezachem. I said, Ariat Mikudeshes, if you keep quiet, it means yes. But we talk and we talk and we talk. She says, I didn't put it mamish together, but maybe she has to say a yes. This is Balabatish to explain the case of Mishnah. Now, in our sugya, he approached her. Hareyat tzalosi. Hareyat kenegdi. He approached her. So she has to answer. But she says, I don't know what tzalosi means. If an hour ago he spoke about marriage, we know he speaks about marriage. She knew that he's speaking. She knew, Nachamo. When he talks about marriage, about a hole, she knows a hole, you get married. She knows a hole is marriage, chuppah is marriage, catering is a chasana. She knows what chasana means. One second. I'll explain it. No. It's the halachim. I'm a kaddish isha, and I come with the isha red mekudeshes. Why? If she doesn't answer no, it means yes. As I get it. If she doesn't say no, it's yes. Why by asukim binyan, if she doesn't say yes, it's not enough? Nasha doesn't know what he's talking about. But he didn't approach her. So you spoke about chasana. You know, I know you plan to get married. I didn't have it happening already now. But I know you plan to get married to me. So maybe I have to say yes. Frek de lechem mishneh. And our sugya, he approached. Tzalosi, gurosi, tachta, he approached. Now boss. She says, I didn't know what Tzalosi is talking about. If you know he wants to marry you, it's enough. The yes is mitzad the approach. And how I know that he wants to marry you? From the sugya. Azay frek de lechem mishneh. A minute. Zogt Rav Kivei Eiger, not only that the Lechem Mishnah's kasha is a good kasha, it's an eisen kasha. Why? Because the Rambam himself paskens in Aloch HaZayin, Omar lo es haleshoynes ha-mesupokim, ve-hoyu ha-sukim bo-oiso inyon, הרי זה הספקס from the Gemara, yeah? So the Rambam says, Omar lakol haleshoynes ha-elu, הרי זה מקודשס מסופק, מסקונס ה-Gemara, והוא שואם מדבר אימו על עסקי קידושר. And the Rambam doesn't say that she has to say yes. The Rambam Takela Alocha says that this is the pshat and the sfeikas of the Gemara. Hoyo medaber imo ve'omar lo tzalosi tachtis gurosi harei ze sofek mikudeshes vehu shohoyo medaber imo al iske kidusher. So the Rambam paskens that all the lishonos are mesupokim, but the maskonas haGemara only helps al yedei that it was a matzah v'asukim boisainian. Doesn't need a asukim boisainian with a yes. Even without a yes, it helps. So nochabo, let me mind me the shayla. The maskonas haGemara we know that even b'asukim boisainian the lishonos are mesupokim don't help. Why? Because lemeloche ke'omalo is a tzad that he spoiled it. But before the Gemara knew that he spoiled it. So the Gemara shel the kasha, if it's a sukim, even if it's not a loshen that is spoiled, it's a loshen mesupok. Mimonav shach. If you have a sukim, lozot the leshoines. She's mekudesh of the sukim. It can't spoil. Maybe it's not good, but it can't spoil. Even the Gemara it spoils. Now we're going on the shlav aleph of the Gemara before the Gemara knew that it spoils. Frek the Gemara minoyoda. How we know? And if we are sukim, lozot the leshoines of mesupokim. She's mekudesh of the sukim, and it can't spoil. Gemara thought it's maybe good, maybe not, but the Gemara didn't know that it's mekalkel. So Gemara, it's meloch and it's mekalkel. But because the Gemara didn't know that it's mekalkel, frek the Gemara, this is the Gemara's kasha. Eichidomi, b'mayaskinen, and if it's b'lashenis ha-mesupokim, if it's b'asukim, so she's mekudesh as the asukim. Frek the lechem mishnah, I have a poshka plan. Was asukim, but she didn't say yes. So mitzad the asukim, it doesn't work yet. Now he said l'shenis ha-mesupokim, if it's a good loshen, she's mekudeshes, and if not, not, and we don't have the kasha, minoyot. Not only that, Chav Kivei Eger is mechadet the dvorim, the Rambam take zok tazei. The Rambam, I want to read aloche zayin. Omar lo, arei at miyuchedes li miyuhedes li ezrosi negdi tzalosi, arei ze mekudeshes besofek, vehu shoyo medaber imo tchilal iske kidusha. And the Rambam doesn't say, ve omro kei. So the Rambam is mashma, that if it's a sukim bo iso inyan, the Rambam is mashma, that if it's a sukim bo iso inyan, and then he said, L'shoyles ha-mesupokim, it's considered yoda. Even without saying yes. Even without saying yes. So we're going back to the main kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara had a kasha. How the L'shoyles ha-mesupokim, what is the case of L'shoyles ha-mesupokim? If he was not a sukim, we don't know bichlal he wants to marry her. And if it's a sukim, so she's mekudesh as a sukim. And I think, well, it's very bad, it spoils. So we're asking, no. Say, was a sukim, like the Rambam himself says, Take, but she didn't say yes, so we know duch then that he wants to marry her, or but she needs a loshen of approach. And now we have a suffix, if this loshen is considered a loshen, or it's not considered a loshen. So what is the Gemara's shaila? The Maya Skinen, if Beloy Asukim, we don't know. If Beloy Asukim, what is this fake is, even if it's a bad loshen? Lozob the bad loshen. Tape limitzad, the Asukim. Zoy de lechem mishnah, we have an afkimina, Asukim needs a yes. And here the Rambam is maimed without a yes. And the Rambam Tanke is maimed without a yes. So we know duch the Asukim that he wants to marry her. Obel, mitzad the Asukim alein, because when she didn't say yes, we don't know that is her approach. That was her approach. So if it's a good loshen, it helps. And if it's not a good loshen, it doesn't help. Doesn't have kiveges kash. Doesn't have kiveges kash. Doesn't have kiveges kash. It's a kushi atzuma. Klo. Zog trap kiveger. It's the second chiddush of the sugya. It's muchach in the ramp. Zog trap kiveger. A gewaldike, gewaldike chidush. A nu de her and a nu pshat in the sugya. Zogt Rav Kivei Eger hazeh. I want to read the Gemara different, Zogt Rav Kivei Eger. I want to read the Gemara different. Mino yoda. How we know that he wants to marry her? Mino yoda. How we know that he wants to marry her? Zogt the Gemara ba'asukim bo'iso inya. Duch de asukim. We know that he wants to marry her. Frag the Gemara Akash. I be'asukim. Even without a yes. Even without a yes. So she has to be mekudeshes b'teiras vaday. If it's be'asukim, she has to be mekudeshes b'teiras vaday. But why should be mekudeshes b'teiras vaday? Not because be'asukim. Yeah, the Gemara is asking a kasha like this. How we know? If without a sukim, we don't know he wants to marry her. And if it's be'a sukim, so she's mekudeshes mitzad de'a sukim. She's mekudeshes mitzad de'a sukim. So the pashas till now we learn, lozov de'amire, it's bad, but we have the sukim. And here we have a kasha, but a sukim needs a yes. because there was no approach, and here she didn't say yes. So maybe you have to come to the Lashonis. So we have a suffix. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Does it a shverkeit? Zot Rab Gibeir, I'm saying a new pshat in the sugya. For the Gemara, mi no yoda, how we know she wants. And for the Gemara, Basukim. Freg the Gemara, I Basukim. So what is this fakus? So till now we know what is this fakus. Loz up this fakus. She's a mukulaz. No, no, not loz up this fakus. Freg the Gemara azay. If Basukim, and then he says these Lashoines, so the Asukim for sure is Mevair, that he means to marry her, and for sure she's Mekudeshes. I will explain. The Gemara now didn't know that Salosi means Lemeloche. She didn't know that Tachtai means Lemeloche, Sgurosi means Lemeloche. She had a tzad, it's a good Loshin, or it's a Faknak. It's a Gornish. It's a Salosi. Oh, but if it's Asukim, and then he says Salosi, the Asukim explains the Salosi. Like the Rosh. If it's Asukim and it doesn't say Li, we know it's Li. Salosi, noch Asukim, is Legura me Asukim. It's, the Asukim is Mefarish the Salosi. The Asukim is Mefarish the Tachtai. The Haide. Le Maskona say Gemore that Salosi has right and left. Meloche or not Meloche, the Asukim doesn't explain it. Fakat, Rashi says, I discussed with you 5 hours to get married. And Zok Rashi, now I told you, Herzachai. Marriage, we'll think about. The vial come into Meloche. Lashon Rashi. Le Meloche Achshav. So Memele, the Asukim cannot explain the Tzalosi. Forget Achshav Le Meloche. In the Habamina, we didn't have a Tzad Meloche. Other Tzalosi means marriage, other Tzalosi means Vesachlish. No, we're Asukim, it's Tzalosi, so Meves, what's Tzalosi meant? Tzalosi, in the Matzav of Asukim, have a Hezbel. Tzalosi in the Matzav of Asukim has a Hezbel that is Loshon Kiddushin. As they talk about Kiveiga. I read the Lashon of Kiveiger. Zog Rav Kiveiger. Rav is a klein shtickel. Harambam bat chol akosam. Umizeh nire, de kevon de diberim al iski kidusho. Sagi, dal yedei ze mevino, shedvor of elu hem divrei kidushim. Ubesugi de parchinen, bemedaberim al iski kidushin, afilu leom alo nami tzorich loimar. Din berotsesor, והסוקים בויסינים מעלי בנוסן ובשליקים הם אלה מן הרוי ליאויס דבאוימה בשעס מתנמויס לשוינס דהם לא שם קידושים ושיודס גם מזה אבל לירוצו תחילה במפורש ואין אויסקים בויסינים he says if בהסוקים בויסינים helps בשליקה so הסוקים בויסינים but these לשוינס has the same amount of נאמונס as they בהסוקים בויסינים דהיינו it will not help מדין הסוקים בויסינים it's not מדין הסוקים בויסינים It's mefarish these lashoynas, and while it's mefarish these lashoynas, the mele it works with these lashoynas. The mele she is mekudeshes with these lashoynas. What? Because you didn't say yes, shalom aleichem. We're going on the Rambam. A gate of the Rambam. So Rabbi Eger is megalitos beetsem a new pshat in the Gemara that the Gemara didn't mean to say teipuk leimitzad asukim. The Asukim will mefarish these Lashoynes, and now it will work mitzad the Lashoynes, so you don't need a yes. If this is the MS, Zog the Welt, we have a teretz of Rebbe Ochbel's Kashe. We asked the Kashe, why the Gemara didn't answer, but when he wants Bedibul, it doesn't work by Umbene. He's not working with the Asukim, he's working with the Lashoynes. Lefi Rav Kiveiger, the Asukim, and then he says these words, the Asukim makes these Lashoynes to work.
So he's using them to make his words work.
And by he wanted to make Kaddish in words, and he's Mekaddish with words. Let me show you what happens.
But I can't use it.
So, Rav Kiveiger's plan is, this is the second battle of Rav Kiveiger, that the Gemara meant, not the Gemara asking a Kasha, if the Asukim, so lose up, forget about the Lashoynes, tapeuk lemitzat the Asukim, those are the Pashtas. And then we had a Kasha for Rebbe Ochbel, but he wants Belashoynes, he doesn't want Be'asukim. Zog Rav Kiveiger, Mikoyach the Rambam, that the Rambam learned that Asukim needs a hen, and here we don't have a hen. Why the Gemara is like Lechemish Tishtaz, why the Gemara didn't answer, as Meret on the hen, Memele we have to come to the Sfeikas, like the Rambam Taka says La Aloche. The answer is, does it the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is, I Be'asukim, and Shtike helps, so Asukim and these Lashoynes, the Asukim will be befarished these Lashoynes and the man that will help me din Lashoynes. Remember that. More from that. Rabbi Eger is merames. Only the man the Omar that asukim, you don't need a loshen mefurish. Like Rabbi Yossi, it will help. I'll leave it to Rabbi that you have to have a loshen mefurish. Fault is not a loshen mefurish. This is Rabbi Eger is merames inside the tshuva. It's totally in the lumbus of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yudah. We'll have to see it. What is the machlekes of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yudah? Zel bezach, that if Rabbi Yossi, a loshen be'erech helps, this loshen has the same mishkal. So, as they be asukim with a shtike is enough, asukim mitzot a loshen, eichet is ginug. Now, here you don't need a yes because it's an approach. The hainu, I'll put it down in these lashonis. It's in the level of asukim. This dibur is in the bismedrash from asukim. Just it's an approach. It's not a asukim stam. I want to marry you. I'm saying words. Oh, but they're not divrei kiddushim mefuroshim. They come out from the mashmoyes ha'inyan. It's not like Kibbeh Azevi asukim, it's a shtushka. Azevi asukim helps. Asukim will make this ginug loshim that will be asukim. I will say it in a nusach that Kibbeh Eger didn't say just to make it light. I told someone, you want to marry me? Listen, we plan to get married in the hall. What would be for the food, and what would be the cater? Asukim by Yisrael, and we will get live, and you will be tzalosi. At asukim, it's also you will be tzalosi, you will be connected, you will be ezri. So it's a part of the lishoynes. Just I'm telling you, harayat. I'm not telling you, listen, and then one day you will be connected, you will be ezrosi. I'm telling you, and harayat ezrosi. So I'm approaching it, I'm putting it down, but it's asukim. So does not be it's a mismanagement of Asukim, installing Rabbi Rabbi Yossi. So does not be Gemara. Asay v'lefi Rabbi Yossi. You don't have to say Dvorim Mefuroshim. Dvorim Shemashmom. So the Pekir, Ein Lecho Mashmom Godel Mizeh. If it was Asukim, and then you said Tzalosi, Abad, it's enough. What? Could be, no. Get zurück to the Va'ad. We'll Miyashav later, but tonight we'll Miyashav how the Va'ad stins. I'm saying how Rabbi Kiva Eger is Maimi the Dvorim. How Rabbi Kiva Eger will answer the Va'ad, we'll see. Rabbi Kiva Eger is not handling the Ve'at now. Rabbi Kiva Eger is answering a test. Legabe here, he's answering Birka Shmuel. Because I'm working with this Loshen completely. It answers Birka Shmuel. I don't mean with something else. I mean with this Loshen. We'll have to go into this. We'll get it. Say it. Let me call him, don't see the second husband. Let me get Pamela. So the Val Be'etzer, we have two Esbeirim Doj Esugi. He said, one Hezbo we had after Miluim's Ma'at, that meant we had two Hezbeirim. The Gemara Kepshutoi, Frank the Gemara, technically Mitzal Asukim, loss of this Lashoynes, those are the Pshutoi Shul Gemara. Then we had a Kasha of Rebo Ber, we had a Kasha of Rebo Kidei Eger Rav Shtar. The second Mahalach in the Sugi we had after Miluim's Mahalach, after Miluim, that the Shtar doesn't help because these Lashoynes are only in the Mishkel of Asukim, and Taki, they will not help if you're Rabbi Yudah Bichlal. And the Mele, the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Mele, we have a Asukim here. And the Mele, we don't have a kasha of Rebbe Ochber, but we say it's a very shver mahalach. And the third mahalach of Rebbe Kiva Eger, giboit of the Rambam, but now we're saying it in everyone. That when the Gemara said, tepulim it's an asukim, she didn't only mean asukim on these words. The Mele, these words, b'chai gavne, are misparash in gansen. These words are misparash in gansen. So Mele, even if asukim has to have a hein, here it doesn't have to have a hein. Here it doesn't have to have a hein. Don't see the amkes of Rebbe Kiva Eger, that's a, the ma'ayin zayin, it's a dvorim nifloim. Dvorim nifloim, where Rabbi Kiva Eger is my middle of the suit. Lom again it's there to Shlav Gimel during the suit. So we have Shlav Aleph is the Abdi Miluim's Mahalach, Mido Rosh Hashorim, Shlav Beis is the second Rabbi Kiva Eger, Lom again the Shlav Gimel. Kum Deran, the Rashbo B'teich HaDvorim, and they say, a Chidush, there's two parts to Me'ayin and this Chidush. Zog the Ran, the Gemara says, Mino Yoda. Zog the Ran, the Gemara could have answered the Teretz. We asked her later, and she says that she knew. You asked her, Mino Yoda? We asked her later, and she says that she knows. And then Zog the Ran. Here you are, Naktina, the Ba'an Elishina, the Mesub Kelon. כל שלו ימדבר אימא על איסקי גידו וקדושי הולכי למחש כלל, דו לא יודע מה יקרו אמר. ואם אומרו דה יודו ולשם קידושין קיבלו אותיו, ספק אב, if she says that she knew, she's מקודשת. Because we don't know if it's a good lotion or not. וחוקמינו לו במדבר אימא על איסקי קידושי אין לך נמי. דה ומוציא להוקמה ביודו מה יקרו אמר לו. אבל שום דאוך ישכיח תפי, ובאינך לישנה אחינה דלעד יפשדנו למעלי תנו לי וכשאחינה ממילא Einachanami, the Gemara could have answered it. The Gemara could have answered it. So first, le'etzem chidushi shel Aram. Le'etzem chidushi shel Aram. We have to know, nisht ale amaskim with the Aram. We'll see in a second in the Rambam. As muchach deloy ke Aram. And more rishonim is mashma deloy ke Aram. And the Rosh, the Bessi Yosef, is medayik deloy ke Aram. Oba the Ram, and as in the Rashma, in the end of the shtikel, also as Azam HaShmoes, that if she says, you ask him, you know Yoda? She answers, I know. So you give her the money to Shem Kiddushin. You give her the money to Shem Kiddushin. And then, you tell her, Ari Atzalosi, so it's a suffix if it works or not. I ask her, Kashem, you know Yoda? So we have two me'alchim. Other in the case of Asukim Boisu Inyan. Other in the case that she says that she knows. That she says that she knows. Chidush of the Ram. In Rambam, is Meduik Nishtase. The Rambam says, Bekol Hanu Lishoynes. Bekol Hanu Lishoynes. Im Loi Hoyu Asukim Bo Yisoyinye. Pergimel Milchis Ishus Aloch Zayen. Bekol Hanu Lishoynes. Im Loi Hoyu Asukim Bo Yisoyinye. אבל אם אינו מדבר אימו על איסקי קידושין, אין חוששים למי לא ישאלו. אין חוששים למי לא ישאלו. זה סגורש. אין חוששים למי לא ישאלו. זה ביסס דלו של אין חוששים למי לא ישאלו, זה משמע סגורש. זה משמע סגורש. זה משמע אין רמבה. אז זה משמע אין רמבה. זה סגורש. אז הוא יהיה במחלקס. הוא יהיה במחלקס. The Rambam holds only the teretz of the Gemara of Asukim Bo Yisrael helps on the kasha from Mino Yoda. Only the teretz of Asukim Bo Yisrael helps on Mino Yoda. And as they is Meduik in Rosh, and as they is Shukhanov Paskins like the Rambam. And the Ram learns, no, if she answers, it helps. Now, there's two parts to be mevarer here in the sugya. I will start from the second part, and then I'll go, if we have time, to the Lomdashe part. Start from the second part. The Bishmuel on Shulchan Aruch says, what is the pshat in the Rambam? She says that she knew. So why it's not good? This is the shenis al shenis al mesupoke. Zog the Gemara mino Yoda. Zog the Rambam, she says she knows. So the Mele, Abadish is Sofek Mekudeshes. Sofek Mekudeshes. And the shenis al Adoyim, the Fidr Rishonim, she says she knows. She's Mekudeshes with the Razvada. And Rambam will say, no, mino Yoda. And even if she says later that she knows, she's not Mekudeshes. Why she's not Mekudeshes? Sofik if it's good or not. For the Gemara, forget about the Sofik, but how she knows? Well, I ask him. So the Rana Filon ask him. If we ask her later and she says that she knows, it's also good. Zog the Bishmuel, what is the Pshat in the Rambam? What is the Pshat in the Rambam? Zog the Bishmuel, the Rambam holds, you have to have Edim Lekiyume. What helps that later she says? Oh, but we didn't see it. So there's no Edim Lekiyume. Azay Zog the Bishmuel, Pshat in Rambam. And in Rosh. And the Shulchan Aruch, Simon. Chof Zayin, Seif Beis. Forget the Seif Kohen of the Bishmuel. There's no Eidim Lekiyume. What do you mean she says later she wants? We need Eidim Lekiyume. We need Eidim Lekiyume. And we need Eidim Lekiyume. We don't have Eidim Lekiyume. Well, no, so what's how the Rashbo? What's how the Ran? Let. What's all the Ram? I mean, the Rambam is right. You have to wait in the queue. What else does she says later? Zogt Rab Kiveiger, Dav de Miluim. Rab Kiveiger, the son, doesn't bring Dav Shmuel. Zogt the Ram learns, and the Rashba learn. Eidim Likiyumi, you only need an Iker HaMaise. The husband is doing the Maise Kiddushi. The Protim, the Das of the Yisho is only Protim. Dav de Miluim explains it, because Eino Yisho Mamenu Shel Baal. She's only Mafkir Atzmo. And that chelik, you don't have to see it. And the chelik of the Maisa Kiddushin, you have to see. The Das Ha'ish, the Maisa Kiddushin, the Protim, like Shem HaShem HaPruta B'Modai, they have to see the Maisa Kiddushin. The Das of the Isho, you don't have to see. Now we have to know, Taki, what's the machlek is though, as the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Le'umas, the Rashbo. Interesting, if you see the Shulchan Aruch inside, look in the Simon Chof Zayin Seif Beis, Shulchan Aruch passes the Rambam, Beloy Asukim Siz Gornish, Ramos says, Ve'yesh Oimrim, Ran, Shim Omar, Shim Omeres, Sheivino Mekudeshes. So So the Shechonor paskins the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Ramah paskins the Ran. So we have a machlekes la'alochi. What would be in the Lashon of Mesupokim? She says she understands. Lefi the Ran, she's a Sofik Mekudeshes, because the Lashon is help. Sofik the Lashon is, but we know she understands. And Lefi the Rambam doesn't help. And Lechura the Rambam is Eidim Lekiyume. And what we say in Pshat and the Ran, Eidim Lekiyume have to see the Maise, the Das Ha'ish, or the Das Ha'isho. It's a Zaytik Acherek. Rav Kiva Eger Bayos builds it up from the Rashba and the Feyamut base from the Sugi of Nosanuga Amroi. Here the Rav Kiva Eger is the one that we said then in Nosanuga Amroi. We said Azach Cheshbon and the Rashba. The Rav Kiva Eger here voices from that Rashba there. Now you have to know, Taki, what's in the Machlekes? The Rambam holds you have to have Evi Prat, or the Rambam holds that the Das of the Isha is also very wichtig. I said again, we don't know she wants Bichlal. It's time, she's not Mekudeshes. So we have a machlekes. Lefi the Rambam and the Rosh, we have to see also that she wants. Mino yoda. Lefi the Rashba and the Ran, the Eidim don't have to see it. If she tells us later, she's Ne'emenes. Why? The Rav Kiveger here is the first piece of Rav Kiveger here is Giboyet Ois Achidush. That Bedas Aish is not a chelik from the Maisa Kiddush. Now you have to know, this is a dovel onok sheba anokim, this whole yesoid. Stiris of them, aher unahim, there's a lot of archove, I don't want to go into all of it, I'll just speak out one. The Magir of the Miluim, they ask a stira and tshuva from Kiveger. Kiveger and tshuva clears, every kiddushin, how you know the isha agrees? She doesn't say yes. How we know she agrees? What? Actually, how you know? She, you put a ring, no, how you know she listened to the gomish. Well, I can't hear. I also didn't hear the Isha saying nothing. That's not, how you know she's masking? Well, I don't need to ask. So Rav Kiveger has two to... Listen. Zot Rav Kiveger, ani mesupek la'aloche, how we know she wants. He says Rav Kiveger, I have two tzedakim. The fact that she puts her finger there and she's masking to accept it, or the fact that she doesn't throw it away after the husband. Again. The fact that she lets to put it and she's not running away bekoyach, or the fact that after she got it, she didn't yell, I don't want it, she didn't drop it. This Kiddushin has to know it. They don't know this Rav Kiveger, what's coming on. That sometimes the Eidim see the ring, and miyad after, a second after that, the photographer is there. Zog Rav Kiveger, the Eidim have to look for Toch Kedei Dibur after it, that she doesn't drop it. Because if they didn't look, even if she didn't drop it, it's no Eidim Lekiyuma. But you have to have Eidim Lekiyuma and Rotzen Aisho. That is Zog Rav Kiveger. Well, we have to have Eidim Lekiyuma and Rotzen Aisho. So if it's enough to see that she didn't scream, it's enough. But if you have to see that she's not dropping it, Zog Rav Kiveger, Velama, Ni Mistapek, I've appeared that no one threw it. And after 2 minutes, we see it on her finger. But while the Eidim Lekiyuma have to be B'shaz the Ma'isa Kiddushin, we don't have Eidim Lekiyuma and the Ma'isa Kiddushin. Frek the Magia of the Miluim, Stirin Rav Kiveger. Here, it's Mashma, that in Netzachon like the Rashbo, that you don't have to have Das and the Rotzen of the Isha. And there, it's Mashma, that in Netzachon, that you have to have Das and the Rashbo. What do you say? There is going to feed the Shulchan Aruch, and here is going to feed the Rashbo. This is what the Pashta Teretz. Reb Shimon Shkop learns different. Reb Shimon Shkop says, Cholilo vechas to say that you don't need to see the Rotzen of the Isha. Ein kaze Rashbo. He brings maybe five tshuvas Rashbo, the Lavadi, you have to have Das Isha. And you have to see it, like Reb Kiveger says, b'tshuva, and if the Eidim move, and it happens come out every time, that miyad after that, if the Eidim stand, everyone push them away, like, what are you looking? Like, it was really Kiddushin, it was Zuchman. No one knows why she gave it. And the Maisel, a lot of people are not because they're talking Eidim Lekiyume. There's no Eidim Lekiyume. If you have Kiveger, there's no Eidim Lekiyume. You have to have Eidim Rotsen. Well, so you're Samech on the Rashbo. So you're Samech on the Rashbo. So that's the Shal. If you learn that the Rashbo in the Sugi is Choylek, so the God said, Rav Kiveger is a Fidish Shulchan Aruch. But if we learn a different Teretz of the Rashbo, Reb Shimon learns that the pshat in Rav Kiveger is, I only want to make chilas advorim, or sedvorim arukim. Reb Shimon zok, as avade un avade, you have to have rotzen ha'ish and rotzen ha'isho, and it can be that you see only one of them. You have to see both. Zokter Hazay. When the Eidim look at the Isha and the husband goes over and tells her, Arei Atzalosi. Now, and she doesn't yell no. Now, they saw that she agrees. Now, they don't know if what they saw, it's really she agrees or she doesn't have what is going on. But on the tzad that she understands, they saw the Maisa Kiddushin. They saw that she agrees. So they saw the Maisa. Lemosho, Shemeshav Pruta B'Modai, but they're not in Modai. We see this. They will find out detail. We see she agrees. We don't know to what. We'll ask her later. We see she agrees. It's not called you don't see. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is claiming if the Eidim moved the second after it and she didn't see that she's not throwing it, if to see the agreement is from the second later, you need to see the whole thing. What was nischadish here is that you have to see the Maisa Rotzi. It's a vada part of the Maisa Kiddushi. How we know that she wants, that chelik is a yediyah ba'alme. That chelik is a tisefes yediyah. So, avad is to asach b'tzemarach zayin. If you see, if you want to see inside, it's in Reb Shimon and Gittin, in the Shiurim, I think in Simon Beis. Be'archov ve'asach stira. So, I'm gedenken. The pashtas that vorim here is Reb Kiva Eiger, he builds it up from the Rashbo. Chob Mirza Hashem tomorrow, we'll start the Gufa, the next Gemore. If you'd like to see the Mishnais and Maiser Sheni inside, this is Yontef, that this is Genoi Vosid the Machlekes, Rabbi Yishti ve Rabbi Yudev, Asukim Bo Yisein Yen Hab Sanat.
What?
I said I have him to come.